Good evening, all. Welcome to the Massaquan School District's Board of Education regular public Board of Education meeting for April 24th, 2018. Our call to order, opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Massaquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. I ask that you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Roll call, please.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Here.
Mrs. De Palma? Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Mr. Hovater?
Here.
Mr. Loffredo?
Here.
Mrs. McGarry?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Vitale?
Here.
Mr. Warren?
Here.
Christopher Black? Julianne DiGenova? Madison Reinhold? Olivia Easton?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement, the Massaquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich traditions through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public, oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of the schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting where final action may be taken. Acceptance of the minutes. We recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the committee of the whole and closed executive session of March 13th, 2018, and the regular public meeting of March 20th, 2018. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reason for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Hovater. Second. Ms. Bassone, are there any questions about the minutes? Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Cattani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
That takes us to number 7, which is our student board representative report. And for that, we will turn it over to Ms. Easton.
So we just had junior prom, which was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it was really good, big success. And then the only thing really coming up is senior prom, and bids are going to be going on sale within the next week. That's
great.
Really all I have.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to accept Ms. Easton's report? Mr. Warren, second. Mr. Boulderman, any questions of Ms. Easton? Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Cattani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
That takes us to number 8, presentations, which I think a couple of people are here for this evening. So I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun for the presentations.
Can you go to the podium, Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes, sir, we can.
Thank you. I switch tonight to the other side of the room. I want to welcome everyone this evening and thank the Board of Education for again putting students first. And tonight's another example of that. I want to thank the parents and the students who are here this evening for understanding the concept of excellence and aspiring to be excellent, not only athletically, but also your daily activities here, academically, at Massaquan. I want to thank my administrative team for being here this evening. As soon as we're done with congratulating your great accomplishments, we're going to focus on the budget this upcoming school year. After the cupcakes. Yes, I always forget to tell you about, please, I don't want any cupcakes left over this evening. Before we do that, I would like to congratulate our February Student of the Month. We missed last month, Olivia.
Oh, should I come up now?
I'm sorry you could come up.
Okay.
As Student of the Month, you exemplified, you modeled selflessness and academic excellence. Are you still 100% in regards to attendance?
Correct, I am.
And that's since kindergarten?
Since kindergarten.
And there are only two students like that that we have this year. And thank you for having those looks on your faces.
There's another.
One in kindergarten and one in the whole high school.
Right.
Well, this
since kindergarten. One since the end.
Mr. Pellegrini would like to explain this to you.
Season took exception that there might be somebody else.
I did.
I did too.
I'm very curious.
I don't know if the other child had 100% in kindergarten because I didn't check the descending district.
Well, you better.
Say please.
Please.
Again, modeling the concept of excellence. Right? Without further ado, our 100%, Olivia Eve. I will check, by the way.
Okay.
There's only one person that gets a car.
Say something, Luke.
Oh, help me out.
It's really because of my mom, because she always planned our family vacations on school break. So thanks, Mom. Appreciate that.
Is Mom here? Mom? Did you also tell Olivia that you got 100% attention?
No, they go
that
out with
a
light
bar. A little bit of pressure on me. I don't know if I can deliver. But you didn't say what type of bar.
Right, exactly.
Manasquan Board of Education would now like to congratulate the Manasquan Elementary School Girls Basketball Team. Tonight's a special night as we get to congratulate young ladies for their focus and dedication to a sport. Tonight's also a demonstration of chemistry. We have a team from the high school that, to me, models the whole concept of being unselfish. And I thought it was very telling for us to have you here tonight, because in talking to your coach and your athletic director, you modeled the same thing. So we want to congratulate you this evening and recognize you, your excellent season, as well as your long season. And I know you lost that last game, but it does not tarnish what you've done, and that's why you're here this evening. Thank you for representing Manasquan so well. Coach, come up, please.
Thank you.
Basketball is one of three sports that I coach, and I have to say, I've never had a team like you guys. The hard work, the dedication, the little extra effort that you put in with each other in and out of the gym, it really made a difference and it shows. So thank you guys for an awesome season. I'm really proud of you, and you guys should be really proud of yourselves.
Board of Education would like to congratulate the team manager, Eleanor Reagan, and Colleen Reagan. They couldn't be with us this evening because they're home good at home. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Bianca Santone. Bianca? Sydney Armstead. Gary Gleason. Lindsay Hickman. Riley Formando. Marion McCarthy. Natalie Vogel. Catherine Collins. Riley Rampone. Madison Elementary School, Burrow family. And now before we present the Madison High School girls basketball team, we have this. Yesterday when I said to him, oh, Jess, we really need a video for tomorrow night. He said, really? Yeah, really. So he stayed up to 1 o'clock last night. I heard about that. Thank you. I whether she's down by 10, 20, or up by 10 or 20. That's special. Appreciate that. Luke Sinkhorn. Freddie Gordon. Samuel Clemens once quoted when he was asked about greatness, "Greatness is when you get the full value of joy and you have someone to divide it with." From my observation, what Miss Dakota has taught her athletes is that feeling. The feeling that if we're all successful together and that we can sacrifice from our own accomplishments, it will bring us even greater joy and fulfillment. And that transcended not to the team, but also to an entire community. That, Lisa, I think is your greatest accomplishment, what you've taught our student athletes. And I thank you for that. Lisa Dakota. Statements about their accomplishments over 4 years. 22 and 14, as you can read that. I don't have to read it to you. But I want to thank you, because each one of our seniors instilled in those freshmen and sophomores and juniors the Manasquan way of playing. And the chemistry was so evident on the court. It wasn't about how many points you scored, although we have quite a few individuals who scored quite a lot of points. But it was about what happened at the end of the day. And that quote that was in the video, focusing on one family, all together, five players playing like one, was so epic every time you stepped on the court. And I'd like to thank our seniors, Darren Mabry. Darren. Harley Geisler, Harley. And Emma McFinnery. I'll never forget the game, Emma, when I was sitting watching Andrew Geisler. I think we were down at the Tom River. And I think, Pete, you can remember this because I talked to you after the game about this. You got a rebound, and you're right under the basket. You turned around, and you gave it to Lola to score. You did that twice. I said, wow. That just exemplified everything I was talking about. Thank you. Macy Black. Macy. Yep. Any makeup? Faith and Song. Thanks. Brian Carter. Kathleen Montalpa. Golden Lane. Abigail O'Shea. Allison Works. And tonight we'd also like to congratulate our 1,000 points and 2,000 point scores. Faith isn't here this evening. Faith can score over 1,000 points, so we do have a plaque for her. Golden Mulaney as well.
It's very sad that I'm leaving here pretty soon, but thank you to all of you guys sitting here and the whole Manasquan community for all the support that you've given me and our whole program. And to you guys, hope you guys come in here next year and win it all. And thanks to Coach Dakota, Brian, and St. Florent, everyone's not here. I'm definitely going to miss you guys. You guys are the best, also.
Thank you very much. That brings us to number 9 on your agenda. Oh, absolutely it doesn't. Brings us to our last presentation, which is our public hearing on the 2018-19 school district budget, which will be presented by Dr. Cajun and Ms. Coates. So I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. As you can see from the first slide, the proposed 2018-2019 budget includes the following. And do you feel a need for me to read all this to you?
No.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sullivan. I appreciate that. One of the things I would like to read, however, are the anticipated staffing changes. The addition of a woodshop woodworking instructor, increase of a full-time instructional supervisor, increase of a part-time weight and strengthening coach to full-time, and the continuation of the district's one-to-one initiative. Before we move to the next slide, I would just like to focus on woodworking. The last meeting that we had, we discussed the concept of renovating the garage space behind the elementary school and putting the wood shop there. From a discussion with our construction manager and our supervisor of facilities today, it dawned on me that to do that, we would have to put in a bathroom, which could cause some difficulty. So in lieu of that, what we are discussing now, and Pete, you would be interested in this.
I think I heard rumors tonight.
Sometimes rumors aren't correct, but this time it could be. We'll be moving, in consultation with you, the weight training room to the garage after we renovated for weight training, and then putting the wood shop in the industrial arts building next to the art room. Does anybody have any questions about that?
I do have one comment. Somebody told me recently that there is a dust collection system.
Yes.
In the industrial arts building.
Yes.
That was designed for the wood shop that was originally there.
Yes.
Somebody just told me that a week ago. And I said, well, we're not using that, we're putting it in the garage. So it all works out for a reason.
Now it all works. But that dust collection system is not working as we speak, but we will get it up to speed. Yes?
Don't you still need a bathroom in the weight training room?
No. What we need in the weight training room, since it's not for instruction, is just a water supply. The bathroom, they can go into the elementary school and use that.
Okay. Yeah.
Good question, though.
Thanks. That's just major. Thanks.
This also, some major factors impacting this budget are capital improvement needs, inclusive of our turf field project, our enrollment, out-of-district placements and transportation, and our insurance premiums. Ms. Coates?
Thank you. The 18-19 school district budget breakdown is as follows. The budget is estimated at $28.7 million, which is up $2.2 million or 8.33% from the previous year. We have an amount allocated from fund balance to support the budget. That's direct taxpayer relief, $112,699. Our administrative cost per pupil is $1,953, which is down from $1,956 in the current budget year. And we need to stay below the regional limit or threshold, which this for the 18-19 budget was established at $2,091. So we're below the regional threshold. Our per pupil cost is estimated to be $16,599, and that's our overall per pupil cost. And that's up from the 17-18 number of $15,420. Our general fund state aid has increased in the amount of $96,341, which is 15.4%. And state aid accounts for only 2.51% of our total budget.
Good.
Yes.
There are many important slides in this particular presentation. I think one of the most important slides is the one that explains our general fund revenues. 4 years ago, when I first got here, it was a different type of revenue-funded district. For myself, I don't want to speak for Lynn. And as we looked at it, it became quite apparent to us that we had two pots of money that made up for the district. And for the last 2 years, we've been presenting it with that focus, because that's the way it should be presented. The Manasquan High School estimated revenues are $16,109,000 and change. The Manasquan Elementary School estimated revenues are $11,360,773. But what's important about this slide is where those revenues come from. And as you can see, under each pie graph, we have illustrated the funding sources for that revenue. As you can see, Manasquan High School is funded basically by a tuition rate that is set by the state of New Jersey through an equation that they use. That if anybody has any questions about that particular equation, please feel free to ask, and Ms. Coates will explain it to you. We also have a tax levy, state aid, extraordinary aid, some miscellaneous revenue, capital reserve funds, and a fund balance from the previous years. Before I move to the funding sources for the elementary school, Lynn, could you just explain where the miscellaneous revenue comes from?
Yes, miscellaneous revenue incorporates things like interest income. And sometimes there are revenues that we don't even know that we're going to be receiving during the year, like a refund from a prior year purchase. We entered into a Dell repair program through the technology department, where in that we have a contract with Dell. They reimburse the district for our staff repairing our tablets. So those funds fall within the miscellaneous revenue as well. So it's items like that.
So that would be good accounting practices on your part, correct?
Yes.
And also, as you can see, there's a Medicaid reimbursement. Could you explain that, please?
That's a program that's not new to the state of New Jersey, but new to our district as of 2 years ago. And based on services that we provide students in the district, we can be paid by the, it's a flow through. The funds come from the federal government, but they flow through the state of New Jersey, and we can be reimbursed. So we're required to participate in that program because we have what the state considers more than 40 eligible students. So like I said, that's new to us as of 2 years ago, and we are participating in that.
So on the Manasquan High School side of our general fund revenues, we see that 66% of our revenue comes from tuition. Is that correct, Lynn?
Yes.
And we see that 28.6% comes from our tax levy. Are there any questions about that? On the other side of the street, at the Manasquan Elementary School, we can see that estimated tuition, $24,000. Our tax levy makes up the lion's share of 94.46% of our funding sources. We also have extraordinary aid. We also have some miscellaneous revenue, Medicaid reimbursement, and also a fund balance. Any questions about either one of those general fund revenues? Awesome. This slide breaks it out a little bit more, as you can see. At the sense of being redundant, it does tell us the same. And if I didn't get any questions before, I doubt I have any now. But this is a better explanation of where all the sources come from. And we have it broken down into percentages. Our general fund appropriation slide, Ms. Coates.
Thank you. So this particular slide goes hand in hand with the slide that was two slides ago with the two pie charts regarding the general fund revenues. So this is the revenues are where the funds come from. The appropriations are how are the funds spent once they're here. So on the high school side, the estimated expenses are $16.1 million. On the right-hand side, the elementary school estimated expenses are $11.3 million. And I mean, you can look at the pie chart and you can see that instruction is the vast majority of both of the pie charts at 56% and 61% respectively. And then we have capital outlay at 3% and 5%, benefits 19% and 16%, and so forth all the way around the pie chart. These are only the general fund appropriations, so this would not include our federal grant type expenditures nor our debt service. And I think one of the most important words on this chart, or this slide rather, is the word estimated, because our budget is a planning document. So this is how we estimate the funds will be spent. But the end of the 18-19 school year is 13-14 months from now. So things can change between now and then. So just keep in mind that these are estimated percentages.
Any questions? This slide focuses on Manasquan High School and the academics. As you can see from the slide previous to that, the lion's share of the funding comes from or goes to instruction. As you can see, there's some 56% that goes to instruction. And one of the things I know it's in sort of small print that I'd like to bring to your attention is under the heading of academies, each academy, we have our current enrollment and their affiliation. And that's what I'm most proud of. And the Academy of Engineering, through a lot of hard work and diligence from the building principal and the coordinator, we are now affiliated with the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, which I think is awesome. We have the implementation of a new fundamentals of engineering design, which is actually going to get two credits once the student is successful with that from NJIT. Our Academy of Finance, which occurred long before I got here, again, because of the coordinator and the building principal, that we have an affiliation with Georgian Court University. Each affiliation offers the students an opportunity, if successful, to garner credits towards post-secondary education, towards college, which I just think is awesome. And each one of the classes are outlined here, as you can see. The Academy of Health, current enrollment of 130 students, affiliation with Rutgers University. Again, thanking the coordinator and the building principal, that happened long before I got here. Our Public Service Academy, again, was something that Rick and I spoke about, and we felt it was very important to give the average and above average students something to aspire to if they wanted to get into the service areas. We have 62 students, and we also have the potential of a Class 1 certification upon graduation. I think that's really notable, and I appreciate that, Rick, getting that. I know we have 3 students who, if graduate successfully and go through the 2 weeks to get the Class 1 certification, have been promised employment after they're out. So each one of our academies are affiliated with a university or a school of higher learning in regards to Brookdale. Also, we have a future academy. The Fine and Performing Arts Academy will be opening in 2019. And we also have some current course offerings that will be implemented with this particular budget. And you can see that from the AP macro and microeconomics, we still have a focus on our AP classes, and each year aspiring to open more, and we have some honors classes. Any questions at all about this? We will continue the life skills program, and I'd like to thank Margaret for that. I think that's highly successful, and I attribute that to the person we stole from another school district, but we won't talk about that. And also the new curriculum writing to ensure that the rigor of the district and state expectations are being met. And Barbara, I want to thank you for that. In regards to the elementary school, the proposed budget maintains our academic as well as the full range of wide variety of co-curricular programs for the elementary school for the 2018-19 school year. And Colleen and Rich, thank you for this as well. As you can see, the continuation of our K-8 STEM program, which will include an instructional supervisor next year, continuation of summer STEM camp, which I think you expanded, if I remember Colleen correctly, 4th and 5th, yeah, which I think is awesome. The continuation of our summer ESY programs for our special needs children. Wilson Foundations, our K-3 program, the ELA, Sending District Professional Development Consortium, new curriculum writing, and a continuation of the Warrior Clubhouse before and after program, with Margaret and Barbara have made successful. And I want to thank you because it was something that was very needed for our community. Any questions?
The instructional supervisor for the K-8 STEM, that will be a current faculty member?
That's an excellent question. What we will do with that particular position is I'm going to transfer somebody who we currently have in district, who I haven't officially spoken to yet. I have informally talked to them. And then that will open a position that's vacated in the high school to be filled.
Okay. And the plan for STEM moving forward, K-8, is to continue to have one class as a STEM class?
In discussions that we've had, Colleen and myself and Barbara, we want to have a broader scope of things occurring. And to be honest with you, I think the accelerated program, which is now the STEM program, has to be called what it is, which is an accelerated program, with possibly a different focus in regards to the way it's implemented. And we'll be able to discuss more about that once the position of that instructional supervisor is filled, and they get a chance to speak with Rich and Colleen and Barbara and see exactly where that's going. So I would hope in the June meeting we can talk about where we're going with that.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Believe it or not, they were hard questions. I think I tapped dancing around pretty good. discretionary versus fixed appropriations. Oh, that's me. As you can see on the slide, our fixed expenses, which make up about 88% of our budget, range right around $24 million. They're focused on salaries, benefits, tuition, transportation, utilities, and liability insurance. There are things every organization has to have. Then we have our discretionary expenses, which focus on repairs and maintenance, capital outlay, equipment, and interest to our cap reserves. Those discretionary expenses are spent collaboratively here through discussions with my directors, with my business administrator, with the building principals, sometimes with the supervisors, but those decisions are made out of needs that we have, and because we can't fill every need, because we only get 11%, we put them in a priority order for that. Any questions about this, discretionary versus fixed appropriations? The fixed appropriations are basically set. Really, you don't really have a choice about that. What is the tax rate equation? I think that's a great question for my business administrator.
Thank you. So the tax rate equation is the total levy divided by the assessed valuation, and that provides you with the estimated tax rate. So for the 18-19 budget, we have a total levy of $16.1 million. Our assessed value is $1,985,000,000. And that generates a rate of 0.00815. So per $100 of assessed value, that rate would then transpose to 0.815, moving the decimal point. So the rate for 17-18 was 0.776. That's our current rate. Our proposed rate for 18-19 is 0.815, and that would be an increase of 0.039 or 5.3%. This slide shows 4 years illustration of our net valuation taxable. So from the 15-16 school year to the 18-19 school year, you can see our valuation rates or our ratable base going from 1.5 billion to right now projected to be 1.9 billion. Now just from last year to current, we're up 0.29% or $5.7 million. From the 17-18 rate to the 18-19 rate. And then below that, you see the tax rate that was generated by, with that net valuation taxable number. Okay. Now, the board is not responsible to strike the tax rate. That is done by the Board of Taxation at the end of May. Our responsibility as a Board of Education is to certify our tax levy. And then the rate is struck by the Board of Taxation. So if you wanted to calculate your own annual school tax, you would take your assessed value, which would be on your tax bill, divide it by 100, and then you multiply it by the school tax rate. So an example, using our average residential assessment, which right now is $625,018, you divide that by 100 and then multiply it by 0.815, and the school tax rate for the average home in Manasquan would be $5,093.90. And that's a proposed rate until our tax rate is struck. And on the next slide, you can look down the left-hand column for those assessed values. And then just as you go over toward the right of the slide, you'll see the 17-18 rate, the proposed 18-19 rate, what that annual tax increase would be, which is the difference between the two. And then the far right column is the monthly tax increase. So again, for the average home of $625,018, the monthly tax increase would be $20.31 for this budget.
Good?
Yes.
Yep. Questions?
That's it.
Good. That concludes our presentations for this evening. Jesse, could I have some lights, please? Mm-hmm.
brings us to number nine, superintendent's report and information items. Dr. Cage.
Thank you. Our total enrollment as of we speak is 1,530. High school, 941. Elementary school, 589. Regards to our fire drills and our safety drills in the high school, March 12th, we had a fire drill. March 29th, we had a lockdown drill. In the elementary school, March 19th, we had a fire drill. March 27th, we had a security meeting. Regards to our harassment, intimidation, and bullying monthly report, the high school, there were 3 incidents. 2 were not confirmed, 1 was confirmed. At the elementary school, there were no reports for this particular month. Now I'd like to take this and turn it over to our Director of Curriculum Instruction for her report this evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Just a few things to report. We're moving ahead with our Brookdale Early College Program. Right now we have 8 students who have enrolled. So we have put the 2 freshman Brookdale courses into our schedule. And we're going to be meeting with the Brookdale people in May. We have an advisory committee that we have to form. So it's Dr. Cage and myself, Mrs. Kenny, Mr. Coppola, and then the Dean Rother, who is here presenting, who is the Dean of the K-12 Partnerships, their administrator, their registrar, and a director of counseling. So we'll meet with them in May and continue to work to get the program off the ground in September. Tomorrow we're having an in-service at the high school. We'll be working on curriculum for next year with the new schedule. And at the elementary school, Dr. Greco, a neuropsychologist, is coming to speak. He'll be talking about executive functioning, which is going to help the students learn how to plan, focus, remember instructions, and juggle multiple tasks. So the teachers are going to be trained in different techniques that would help the students with these tasks. On Thursday, we're going at the high school, we'll have a transition solutions committee meeting where, based on what the teachers come up with on Wednesday, we'll look at their questions and where they are in curriculum and start planning and plan for some professional development in the summer. 2 elementary school teachers, along with Lisa Kokoda, are planning to go to the Applegate School in Freehold Township. Several of us have already been out there looking at their STEM program, and these 3 teachers are going to go and look at their facilities and the different kinds of programs that they have. And that will probably take place in May. And the last thing I have, I handed out our brochure for our summer academy. With the instructional council, we have investigated different avenues as to how to go with the academy. And we looked at credit recovery, AP Bridge, freshman focus, based on teacher availability and where we thought we'd be most successful and could manage the program to get it off the ground. We decided to just go with the summer credit recovery. And it'll run for 6 weeks from July 9th to August 3rd. Every class will be taught by the Battlespawn High School teachers. There is an attendance policy based on the state. They have to have a certain amount of seat time. We're going to do a hybrid where the students will be in class 2 days and online with our Canvas program 3 days, because we are competing with the online programs, but we feel our program and our instruction would benefit the kids more as they, you know, went out to the next level here. So we're going to get an application form online and get this up this week. Thank you.
Now, to be very transparent with this, we had spoken before, last year, about exactly how much the teachers would earn in this particular program, and it's $1,000 a week. Now, that is contingent upon them meeting a class load, and each student is going to pay $450. So my intention is for the class to carry the cost of the instructor. Having said that, if it gets to a point where we have a class that doesn't fill to that particular capacity, decisions have to be made. And it might be very possible that in discussions with Lynn, we decide not to run that particular class, because our goal is to have the class itself carry the cost of the instructor. So we had discussed this before, but I know it's been a while since we looked at this. We were also talking about transition. And I think that you have to walk before you run. And if this is successful, then we'll go to the next step next year. So, okay. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to my Director of Technology and Human Resources.
Thank you. Just two updates this evening. As I talked about last month, we've begun the process of investigating and forming a committee for new student devices for next school year. We have six students, both from the high school and the middle school, on that committee. We've met once. They've tried out three devices so far. We actually have demo units that they've we've encouraged them to take and kind of use them in school and take them around with them for at least a few days. And we're starting to get some feedback there. So I hope to be able to update the board on that again in May, and then probably get to a proposal, a recommendation at the June meeting.
Do you have any feelings as to what they're leaning towards as we speak?
I think it'd be premature to say that yet, but there's a few options on the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good politician.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ms. Kay, Director of School Council.
Over at the elementary school a few weeks ago, we had Jesse Chris come. Jesse Chris is a country music artist who is considered Billboard Music's artist to watch. She's 18 years old, and she is visiting middle schools to do basically a youth forum, an anti-bullying message. So she's visiting 100 middle schools in the country to go through and really kind of talk to the students. So that visit was really well received, and the students liked it. She spoke to them, and then she sang. She's having a concert, next Saturday. So she invited all the students to go to that. So it was really, a very positive experience, I think, for the middle school students. On May 10th, the guidance department in the high school, along with the guidance department in the elementary, middle school, are going to do a parent night for current eighth grade parents to review the transition process, to talk about our new programs, to talk about the new schedule, really to inform the parents, specifically at Manasquan Elementary School, the specifics of all of the changes and all of the programs that we're offering for our students. Park testing has started. Yesterday was the first day in the elementary school. We have a schedule that spans from now until the second week in May. So it will run in the elementary school and the high school, back and forth over the course of the next few weeks, and then conclude, like I said, at the end of the second week in May. Additionally, we have AP testing coming up. 286 AP exams have been ordered. Testing for AP is May 7th through May 18th. So we have a great deal of AP exams that we're going to be scheduling. And in terms of the master schedule, we're still moving forward with everything. Our high school administration met today to review our courses, to start to plan them out specifically as to where each of the courses will run based on the tallies. We should have that done within the next few weeks as we start to work on student conflicts. And the Be Proud program, that has been implemented in the district is up and running with enrollment that's continuing to grow. Right now we have 48 students enrolled in the Be Proud program. We met as a committee a few days ago to go over really the specific steps for our Be Proud program. We have a flow chart now in place of the specific procedure, including the security officer, the nurse, the assistant principal, and then the SAC. So it's really, a group effort as we work through this program. Everything, all the supplies that we need and everything that we needed from the laboratory and all of the materials that we needed in district, we have. So that program is really starting to really, we're seeing much greater enrollment and a bigger presence in the school. So.
And I do want to thank Colleen and Leslie for being open-minded and thinking outside of the box, because I got two calls from parents from the elementary school thanking me for that great assembly. Mm-hmm. And you both realize that when the agent texted me and called me, to be honest with you, I wasn't a fan. I like country music, but I just couldn't see that kind of assembly. And I called Colleen, and she said, sure, why not? She thought it would be good for her middle school, and it worked fabulously. So I just want to thank both of you. It was successful, and it even got home to the parents. So it was a learning experience. Awesome. And with that, if there aren't any other questions, that concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
Can we have a recommendation to approve the superintendent's report? Mr. Sump, second. Mr. Catani, any questions on the superintendent's report? Sandy.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Hobbiter?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to our public forum on agenda items tonight. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited amount of time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer, give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not giving account of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that takes us to our Manasquan general items this evening, items 11 through 21. Anyone need anything separated out in 11 through 21? Do we have a motion for 11 through 21? Do we have a second? Mr. Lefredo? Any question on any of the items in the Manasquan general items this evening? Sandy.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hobbiter?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
In the Manasquan Senate District items, numbers 22. Through 46, 22 to 46. Take a minute, take a look at those. Does anybody need anything separated out? We have a motion for 22 through 46. Mr. Vitale, second. Mr. McGarry, any questions on those items? Same.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Hobbiter?
Yes.
Mr. Lefredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to number 47, old and new business. Does anyone have any old or new business they would like to discuss? I would just like to take a second to thank the administration on both sides of the street, so to speak, for coming out tonight. It's a lot easier for us if the administration comes to the board meetings, and if there are questions, we can get direct answers at the time, even though there weren't any tonight. It's just a lot easier to get those answers in a timely fashion than have people leave with sometimes with misinformation or not fully understand some. So I appreciate you. I know it's a long day, so I appreciate you coming out. We all appreciate it. Any other old or new business? That brings us to our second public forum. From anyone from the vast public like to be heard? Seeing no one. That brings us to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act, provides the Manasquan Board of Education to hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act. Whereas it is recommended by the superintendent of that Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session, and whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. Whereas the board hereby declares that this discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. This evening, we have number 1, confidential matters per statute or court order, which is in relation to a student matter. And number 8 is personnel matters, which involve hirings and leaves of absence. Items discussed in executive session this evening will result in board action when the board reconvenes the public session. Do we have a motion to go to the executive session? Mr. Lufredo. Second. Mr. Hogan. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Mr. Warren?
All those in favor? That takes us to item number 50, which is the Manasquan personnel sheet. That would be document 4, or the yellow sheet. Do we have a motion for document 4? Mr. Catania. Second. Mr. Balderman. Any questions? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Catania?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Hovener?
Yes.
Mr. Lufredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Number 51 is the Manasquan Senior District's personnel, which is document N, or the blue sheet. Does anyone have a motion for document N? Mr. Vitale? Seconded by Mr. Hovener. Any questions on document N?
I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Wait, document N, is that Lynn's contract also?
Yes.
Okay. What is the percentage that we went up this year? Because it's yearly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the increase? I wasn't here last
year. 2.5%.
What is it?
2.5%,
which is what we settled with the administrator.
That's the administrative team.
Oh, we did settle?
When we settled last
year. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I thought you said, wait, we did already? Where was I? Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I saw everything. All right.
Any other questions? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catania?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Hovener?
Yes.
Mr. Lufredo?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
We have a motion to adjourn. Mr. Lufredo? Second. Mr. Warren? All those in favor, say aye.
It's time to eat.